Tobacco Concerns Addressed. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Tomorrow in Morristown, Congressman Bill Jenkins and Zach Womp will hold a tobacco situation update meeting, particularly surrounding the tobacco buyout.
Well, I'd say there's still a whole lot of confusion. There may be more questions than there are answers heading into the actual implementation of the legislation. And as some of the stories have indicated, the bill was written pretty loosely. And so a lot of how it's going to be implemented is going to be in the interpretation of the executive branch.
Third District Congressman Zach Womp has been a strong supporter of the ag community and especially outspoken on behalf of tobacco farmers. And while maybe it wasn't the most popular thing to do, he supported the buyout legislation all the way.
A lot of people before didn't think we'd ever get this done, and it really was a coup to get it done. Now the question is to unravel it and try to answer the questions on how it's going to be done. It's got to be a good thing, but it's not going to be perfect. And so what we've got to do is try to get good information to the people to know exactly how they benefit.
Congressman Womp says they'll also give an update on the status of the Phase 2 payments from the Master Settlement Agreement that have been delayed because of the passage of the buyout. That issue is still being played out in the court system. And he says given time, he feels all of these issues will work themselves out.
Most of the people that are in my district that were in tobacco in any way, shape, or form, they were just wanting a way to transition out because they knew that this thing needed to, they needed to have an opportunity to get some money out of it before it went away. Now there's going to be a big question mark as to how many people are actually growing tobacco under the new free market system.
Now, tobacco producers and quota owners are encouraged to attend tomorrow's tobacco update meeting. It's set for 10 a.m. Eastern Time at Walter State Community College and should conclude before noon. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.